Talking earlier about the quit rate and how it was crazy high last month. They thought as things started getting into fall and, you know, jobs started, you know, offices even started opening up and things like that, that people would return to work. They're seeing the opposite, the highest quit rate, I think, here, Andy Challenger, in 20 years. Andy Challenger with Challenger Gray and Christmas. I know you guys track all this kind of data as well. I don't know, so many questions here, Andy, but thank you for joining this afternoon.
Thanks so much for having me.
What do you make of this? How can you explain this to us?
Yeah, so we did see the highest number of quits. 4.3 million Americans quit their job last month. It's the highest on record. The U.S. government started tracking that about 20 years ago. So basically, in the modern economy, we've never seen this many people leaving their jobs. We typically, and in this case, think of this as a sign that it's a very strong market for job seekers. When they're voluntarily quitting their positions, means they are very confident they can find a new job, or they already have. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be the case. Many workers are leaving roles in leisure and hospitality, in retail and warehousing, and in professional and business services, like high-paying white-collar jobs. People are jumping ship to go to other roles where presumably they're getting paid more, or they are getting some mix of working benefits that's more attractive to them, like maybe being able to stay home and work remotely for an extended period of time.
You kind of touched on this, Andy, but I'm curious to know which areas are you seeing the greatest exodus? Is it hospitality, or what would you say?
It's a pretty even split between leisure and hospitality. So that includes like anything travel related, food services, restaurants. That's an area where in-person jobs have been incredibly hard to fill. We saw an enormous amount of quits there, about an equal number of quits coming from trade and transportation. So the whole back end of retail, e-commerce, holiday shopping is going to be difficult this year. And then about an equal number in professional and business services. Those tend to be white collar, high paying jobs.
Mm-hmm. So if you quit, just help me with this, you don't get unemployment. So presumably these people wouldn't be sitting on the sidelines for too long. Is that right? Or people just need a break because they're stressed? I'm not sure what to make of that.
Yeah, I think there are some cases of burnout. When I'm talking to HR leaders, they tend to be talking more about kind of white collar roles. They're seeing a lot of people that have faced burnout that are quitting to scale back their hours or just take a breather after this wild year and a half, where I think maybe just the emergency situation kept people going for so long. But you know, you're also definitely seeing people quit because there are better financial opportunities out there for them right now, particularly in food and retail. You're seeing lots of companies offering signing bonuses. So in some cases, you're seeing people go to a job, collect the signing bonus after staying 30 to 90 days, and then going to the restaurant next door that's offering a new signing bonus. There's a lot of competition for workers right now, and workers are making the most of it.
I was going to ask you that next. I mean, what does it put upward pressure on wages and bonuses and things like that? It sounds like the answer to that is yes. I guess the downside of that is some small businesses might not be able to afford that. I don't know. What are you hearing about the way this is shaken out?
Yeah, we're certainly seeing a rise in wages. There's been a 4.6% increase in our average hourly wages through September this year. That is that's moving pretty quick. It doesn't necessarily mean that it is keeping up with inflation. There are also, you know, in some ways, when labor costs go up this significantly over such a short period of time, that gets reflected in prices. And so the real wages people are earning have not necessarily increased during this period. But workers are finding they have to keep moving so they can get higher salaries to keep up with the changing price environment right now, where goods across the board are getting more expensive.
Andy, is there an age breakdown on this? Is some of these people quitting and retiring earlier? Are some of them younger folks who just say, hey, there'll be another job out there? There are a lot of jobs. I mean, how would you break it down in terms of age for us?
We don't have perfect data on the wage, on the quits rate, but we do know we've seen some of the highest levels of retirement that have been recorded over the last 9 months. Lots of people over 60 leaving the workforce potentially permanently over this period. We've seen that, but really this is affecting every age group. Lots and lots of workers in entry-level positions, in those jobs near the minimum wage in different states, in-person jobs, in trucking, in retail, in restaurants, have been extremely difficult to fill. That's where there's lots of signing bonuses available, and that's causing people to move back and forth between companies at a really rapid pace.
I got to ask you this. I had a listener reach out to me, and he said, you know what, Anna, I have applied and applied and applied to so many jobs, and I'm qualified for them, and I never get a response, and it never goes anywhere. I feel like so many of these job postings are fake. That was his impression. I feel like they're fake. And I just wonder, I don't know, is there any truth to that? Are companies just trying to do more with less and keep the current employee group that they have and put more work on them? Or are they really searching for these jobs? We hear there are so many jobs out there, nobody's filling them, or we don't have enough workers to fill them. And I wonder where the truth lies in there.
I got to say, there are an enormous amount of real open jobs available right now. That doesn't mean that the person who wrote in hasn't run into some fake ones. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of opportunities at this moment. As I'm talking to people running workforces across the country, they are desperate to backfill positions. I was with somebody yesterday that said to get 10 people to come interview, to actually show up to interview, mm-hmm. you have to have 60 people say yes. That's what they're seeing right now. So, the 6-to-1, people are there's so many, people are applying to so many jobs that they're often not even showing up for the interviews. There are a lot of open jobs right now.
Yeah, anecdotally, I've heard that that's true, too. I just have heard people who are hiring in hospitality, for sure. A friend owns a meat packing place here in the city or the area, and he says that he can't get one person to apply, and he's used to have a long line of applicants and has a lot of people been with him for a very long time. But he is definitely having difficulty. Where would you say are the strongest areas right now in the jobs economy?
And they're hiring across every industry is facing the labor shortage right now. It's really across the board. You can't usually say that everywhere's hiring, but there are particularly good bonuses, signing bonuses in food and then retail right now that's trying to get prepared for the holiday season is really struggling. They have hundreds of thousands of backfill jobs. They're trying to get ready for the holiday season. Normally, we're in the middle of a huge temporary hiring boom in the fourth quarter as companies bring on extra bodies into the stores and warehouses. They're barely even getting to that right now because they have so many permanent roles they can't fill.
That's an interesting, very, very interesting thing. I know your family has been doing this for years and years. I don't know. Have they ever seen anything like this, Andy? What's the talk around the office?
Definitely never seen a labor shortage this severe. The lowest layoffs that have ever been recorded, the most people quitting at the same time ever being recorded, the most job openings in history ever recorded. So a lot of records being broken on many different fronts. It's creating a very strange labor market for sure.
I hear you. I always appreciate you breaking it down for us, Andy. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Andy Challenger with Challenger Gray and Christmas, that's headquartered right here in Chicago, been here for a very long time.